This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the hereafter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on iBingsh Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously the talking about the hereafter, just some words about the hereafter. This is a really important topic. And I just thought maybe I was referring to some of the words by one of our most famous martyrs is also very appropriate. So Shahid Qasim Soleimani, who was martyred almost 6 years ago, wrote some very beautiful words in a letter that he'd written to his daughter. And these are things that really are reminders for all of us. And this is nothing that I'm going to sort of say, just these few things that he said. It's nothing new, but I think we just need to hear again and again and ask ourselves, okay, so what can we do? So he wrote to his daughter. So he's talking about the kind of life he could have had and the kind of life basically that he did choose to have. And so he had written sort of more or less literally, he said, so he's writing this daughter saying, and these are sort of thoughts he had, if I do business, the result is going to be some shiny coins, some houses and some cars, but they have no influence on my fate in this journey. And, you know, so what is it that he's basically summarizing for us there? That, you know, no matter what, if we think that you're having a, you know, whatever, a well-paid job or being a successful business owner is going to be so important because, you know, what's the result of that? Okay, so we're going to acquire these things. Maybe we're going to acquire a famous name, have a reputation. Maybe we're going to have these material assets. But, you know, what is that? It means nothing. It's not something that we can send ahead of us for Judgment Day so we can have a good year after. Welcome back to A to Z here on iBingsh Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously I'm talking about this idea that, you know, we send things ahead for our hereafter. And I've just mentioned just some of the beautiful words from a letter that Sheikh Qasim Soleimani wrote to his daughter, understanding, you know, very well that, you know, if we decide to have a particular job and we're going to achieve this, this and this, this rank, this status, this car, this house, the result of the money we earn, what does it do? It doesn't, yeah, we can enjoy it during this temporary life, and Allah doesn't say that we're not allowed to enjoy things, but they're not going to be things that will help us on the path towards salvation, towards our human perfection, towards having a book full of good deeds, or at least with some good deeds when we get to Judgment Day. And obviously, as Sheikh Qasim Soleimani said, having that sort of job would have no influence on the fate, on his fate on this journey. And the journey is obviously the journey towards Allah, the journey along the straight path, the journey obviously towards death and then Judgment Day and then after that, inshallah, with the good hereafter. So obviously Shahid Qasim Soleimani chose a path which in itself was sort of going to produce deeds that could be sent ahead because he was obviously, well, he was protecting Islam. He was protecting the Muslims. He was protecting his fellow country people, not just in Iran. So obviously he's protecting Islam, safeguarding Islam. He's protecting Iranians. He was also protecting people in Iraq, protecting people in Syria, safeguarding Islam in the region, safeguarding Islam as such, and also basically safeguarding humanity. So lots of good deeds. So maybe this is something we also need to ask ourselves. If our job itself or whatever thing we're engaged in does not produce good deeds in itself, can we generate these good deeds just through being a wonderful leader, having really good traits as a leader, having really good traits as a work colleague, having really good traits as a friend, and so on, doing our work in a very beautiful way. So these are, I think, considerations that all of us should have. So inshallah, these are, as I said, just reminders. And that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on IB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.